Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, besties, welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conner. We're joined with Nick Norris. Nick, have you ever thought about how an idea like DoorDash or Uber Eats, I mean, that's just got to be one of those ideas that people had forever, for decades, since pizza delivery was invented.
I mean, I had a similar idea, and I still do, that I probably shouldn't say on here because someone will just do it, that there needs to be that for like contractors or like home improvement projects where you can just go on and people go to Lowe's and they bring you, you know, whatever you need instead of having to I was fixing the lawnmower today and I had to drive into freaking town to get the part instead of being able to work on something else. And I'm like, why can't I just order this and have someone bring it to me?
Well, what's really wild about that, Nick, is it's the good news for you is that's Instacart. So I use Instacart for Lowe's and Home Depot.
Yeah, but will they bring you like a sheet of plywood
and stuff like that? There's probably a size restriction. So you're right. There's a gap in the market there. But yeah, I mean, if you could have building supplies delivered, like if you could go to your office and say you were framing out like the first floor of something, I mean, yes, you have to like, you know, call or send your guys to the store or have like things crane delivered. But you're right. If you could just do that on your app, on your phone, you'd be like, hey, I want to build a shed tomorrow and just have it all. Cause I find it for cooking, especially I can organize my ingredient requirements better than if I'm like, I mean, I guess I could if I was walking around the store with a list, but it's just kind of nice to be like, hey, I want to cook this. I want to cook this tomorrow. And I can get all of my ingredients, you know, in an hour and a half.
Yeah. And I always forget something when I do that anyways. And then I'm like,
I just, you know, there's like my big one was the, you know, the washer dryer being the same machine. So many times did I leave my clothes in the washer.
Can't you get a two-in-one?
Oh, it's a thing now. Yeah, it's a thing now. I said I had one in my hotel room the other day. But like, you know, and then you're like, yeah, but I'm not an engineer. I'm not like a big tech guy or like, you know, what was it that allowed Uber Eats to do it? Because Chucktown Delivers or Charleston Delivers was a thing when I was here. And they were like, we'll bring carry out food to you. But the thing is, like, they just didn't have the volume. However, it turns out that everyone, they have all the volume, you know, there is. But I don't know if restaurants were equipped for it yet. And that maybe that wasn't until COVID, you know?
Well, I think Uber Eats was
before. Or like, why was Uber Eats successful and like everyone else that had that idea not?
I think they just had the capital and they had already the app in place. Like they're an established app. So it kind of just makes sense to branch off. You know what another idea that I had when I was in college was a pretty much college business that you could franchise where you basically train students. It's just like a job. And they like are basically what do you call them? Handymans for like on campus stuff. So like fraternity punches a hole in the wall. You can go on, right. You know, make it a Roanoke handyman and you have the app and it's, I need a hole repair. And it's just like you hiring students. You don't need like anything, like any type of class for, you just need training. You don't need a permit to fix a hole in a wall or that kind of stuff.
No, that's actually a great idea because the hole in the wall was such a scary thing, but it happened all the time. But you were like, I don't know any builders. Like you just like you didn't know where to start. But you know, if you had someone in the fraternity house that knew how to patch a hole, you know. But even back then, like Google and stuff was just coming around to having instructions, and they didn't really have like, you know, the convenient like hole patching kits that they do now at the hardware store. I think that's a fantastic idea, and the campus could use it. But I mean, it's kind of like Thumbtack, I guess, does that, but it's just not as, I find that when I search for handymen, a lot of these referral websites, they just make you give, you have to input way too much information before.
Agreed.
Like you get seven steps in and you're like, I, it's now not worth my time to go any further if I don't know proof of concept really. you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying. If you get college students to do it, I think college students will trust other college students more than they will just having, because let's be right. real, at some fraternity houses, any type of party house, there's things laying around that people don't want to be like seen. But if a college student comes in, then they don't care.
Yeah. You can sign an NDA in the app. Say yeah, like, we go. Have secrets. That's like when people used to like smoke weed with their cable guy. Like the guy would come over to fix like the cable or internet, like Mediacom or Comcast. And I'd hear about my friends being like, yeah, Comcast guy got high with me today. It's just, it's funny that weed used to be, it's just the evolution of weed is really incredible. Like I was explaining it to my parents last time I was home of like smoking weed doesn't really exist anymore. Like, I mean, it does, but yeah. like the Rastafarian, like what the generation above us, what a lot of them would think of if you do pot is just not how you do pot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my dad even got into like edibles and stuff like that and gummies right. and that kind of thing. And he goes,
but I'm saying like back in the day,
yeah.
the only way to get high was like
shitty weed. You,
yeah, was you smoked it and you smelled like it and your eyes yeah. were bloodshot and like everyone knew the stoner kid. And it's yeah. been fascinating to watch the evolution of it. You know, now you have drink, you have any form possible, and actually
there's restaurants that are
right
like, just whole fully cannabis infused.
And smoking flower is like it's just not as common. It's not the most common way, I don't think. I think more people use pens than
classics.
Well, I don't know how I got on that, but it's funny because you think of it's because of the Comcast guy, like the guy that I'm picturing in my head. Shout out. I won't say his last name, but he was just like his, like when you went to his condo, like it was like in a movie, like you open the doors and it was always like smoky and you're like, gee, you know, and he's got the bong on the coffee table and you're kind of nervous to be there. Cause like
yeah.
our college was one strike weed offense. You got suspended for an entire semester or entire year. Isn't that crazy?
Shit, Roanoke, you'd basically have to go to jail for 2 days if you got caught with wow. it.
Yeah, I know all about your guys'
yeah.
crazy yeah. freaking system.
I was gonna say, this store,
it's undocumented. They just put people in jail and then they let you out after a couple days.
Yeah, you basically
it's
going
crazy.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Wild.
Freaking Commonwealth, man. all right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. What's up, everybody? This is Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover. Representing Sewing Down South, the Pillows Aspect, and Nick Norris here. Oh, what's on your shirt, Nick? Country Club.
Oh, this is one of our test shirts that I made. Your Country Club pour.
Fantastic.
Idea. With fantastic. Pillows and Beer down low.
I love that. Yeah, very, very, very good job. Another one of our uncompleted projects from Pillows and Beer. We ran into so many legal issues.
Yeah, well, I think Jerry and I talked about it. I think we're still fighting the other stuff, but I think it's time we just put some stuff out there and just see what people ask.
Yeah. A year later. Yeah. Merch is great. Have you seen the newest, there's a lot going on, but the newest, UFO stuff.
Which one? There's some stuff in some other countries that I saw. Is that what you're talking about?
No, one of our congressmen basically sat in on a hearing.
Tim Burgess.
You know, is that who it was? And he was like, he was like, I have been told by senior level
reading the Hill
representative. He said that there's a cover up, or I've been told by several senior officials that the America just isn't ready to know. And I was like, yeah, of course they're not like this. Like, no, but I am, like some of us are.
Well, here's an article, and I don't know if it's like a real, like it's Ottawa Citizen. It's some like Canadian newspaper. Canada joins secret Pentagon meeting on UFOs. DND can't figure out who attended.
I just love the He follows up in his quote and he's like, I'm an American, damn it. I can handle anything you throw at me. I'm like, guys, I feel like the list of people that find out that there's other terrestrial nation states probably shouldn't be everyone.
Do you think it's like Men in Black, or do you think it's way more secret than that?
Dude, at this point, I don't know. It's just, it's so hard to fathom that it's real, you know? Like, yes, obviously you can make a case for it and all of this stuff, but I'm saying, like, really accepting it is almost like when you see a color for the first time that you've never seen before. Cause like, now I sound high. I'm just saying, like, I just, it's been hidden so well from my life. But then the side of me says, you know, there's those shows like Star Trek and stuff were inspired by something, you know, and the stories and our, like, you know, the ancient writings, like it's gotta be inspired from somewhere. So like, well, is it pure fantasy or
definitely other life out there?
Like, well, I'm just saying, but like really trying to accept that, is that not difficult for you, or you are just like,
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that they've come here, but I believe that they're out there.
Do you think it's harder to believe in God or aliens? Or do you think they might be?
I think aliens are way more realistic. Or they than would be religion. Gods.
Right. Maybe there was a, you know, a like, little crossover or something.
Yeah, yeah, way back when he had Zeus and all those characters.
I've stupidly watched something on Instagram showing the size of the Earth, but I didn't know it was the size of the Earth and the galaxy, or I wouldn't have clicked on it because it mind fucks me every time. But instead, it was like where Earth is located. And so it starts zooming, you know, in, and you're like, oh, we must have started in the Milky Way and these are our planets. And then you realize that the things that you thought were planets were entire universes, yeah, and entire universes and entire galaxies and entire galaxies. And then you get to the Milky Way and you're just like, the vastness of space is very hard, I will say, for me to comprehend. Like, sometimes I have some, like, existential, you know,
there are between my brain. 200 billion and 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe.
Right. And, like, that's too big to comprehend. Those numbers are too big.
The pure size. You're getting into the quintillions for planets.
Yeah. Like, and a light year is how long it would take something traveling at the speed of light
to reach us. That's why, like, when we're like seeing,
like, a light year is, fuck, what is a light year?
I got it. It's a distance it travels in 1 year.
Yeah, in 1 year. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so like, if you
see, holy
these,
crap,
constellations we see are like thousands of years old.
Yeah, well, and that's even hard to
we're seeing into the past. Comprehend.
So a light year is nearly, do you want to guess how many miles a light year is?
I don't know, like,
I mean, you're not, it's 6 trillion miles.
Yeah. How about they're getting ready? Like, they think they're close to getting to near light speed with some spacecraft. Like, they think they're theoretically have figured it out, and now they want to.
I mean, look, one of the common themes, one that I like to participate in, is that once you develop the technology for warp speed,
that's when you get invited. Or
that's when they come. That's when the Federation shows up. I personally believe that I was born to be the captain of a starship.
I mean, as fast as technology moves, you got about 25 years to see some crazy shit.
Would Paige live on a starship with me? fuck Charleston versus New York. We're going to space. No, I am.
But if it was like Star Trek, I would do it.
I'm a scaredy cat.
If it was like Interstellar trips me out. Like that movie.
I didn't watch that because I can't handle I it's a lot. Like for space freaks me the heck out. Like
it's theoretically all probable of what that movie is. It's wild. Like, and you just like watch it.
Right.
I'm not smart enough to understand this. Like they're in different dimensions at one point.
Star Trek and Guardians of the Galaxy would be a very fun existence, but we're on the baby age of space. Like we're in the baby generation.
We still haven't figured out what's at the bottom of all our oceans yet.
The ocean fascinates me. I love that. Did you see that they're not even hiding the moon landing from us anymore, by the way?
What do you mean?
Did you see the new movie that they just made about how this publicist was hired to sell the moon mission because they couldn't get funding and it was just failing? They were like, no one cares if we go to the moon or not. So this movie is about how NASA hired a publicist to sell the moon landing. And so she hires four people that look like the astronauts because the astronauts won't do press. And like, you know, they're scientifical beings. That's not a word, but she hires four actors and they start, you know, going out and doing press and they become the most famous people in America. And then they go to her and they say, hey, us getting to the moon before Russia is like world, like more important than anything that you will ever experience again. And he said, so we have to have a backup plan. And so then her job was to film the backup plan. So we filmed a moon landing just in case it didn't work for us. And so the astronauts were all like, if you make this fake video, you're ruining everything that we've worked so hard for.
This is like a big movie.
Yeah, huge, huge movie. And so then the whole thing is that we did make a movie of the moon landing just in case it didn't work. So like, I'm like, is that what happened? Are they telling us that that's what happened?
No, we went to the moon.
What does it say? What does it say on there?
So it says it's like,
what's it called?
Fly Me to the Moon. It's Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon.
It's a high stake backdrop. Scott plays the fictional. Based
on true story. Let's see. Fly Me to the Moon.
I think it's a little bit of both. It basically like brings in the fodder of like a conspiracy theorist, but it does have like a true, like,
you know, people are, well, what's funny is people are going to think it's based on real life.
They always do.
Some think the moon landing. The film is loosely based on real life events, but takes plenty of creative liberties.
Well, yeah, as most do.
Yeah, I like at the end looking what the people look like.
But like Apollo, I mean, that's what like the whole like Apollo was Apollo 13? 13? Apollo, what's the movie? What's the thing that failed in space? Like if you watch it, no one gave a shit about them going to the moon like anymore. Like people just stopped caring. They didn't care before because they didn't think it was possible. And then once it happened, it was like, okay, cool. We've done this before. Which is wild.
So the official statement is that NASA did not film a backup plan for the moon landings.
Oh, bullshit.
Catch would be they didn't film a backup plan because they filmed the plan. No, I don't really have a theory on that I care to talk about right now. But Nick and Paige don't think we went to the moon.
Wait, who says that? I think we went to the moon and I think we found something on the moon. I think we
I think it's the Transformers theory that we got there and something told us to not fucking come back. Also, the moon is starting to not make sense to me, Nick. I'll just say it. I learned about it my whole life. I understand the science. I know the ins and outs of the gravitational orbit that it's stuck in. The older I get, doesn't really make sense anymore, Nick.
Like, what don't you understand?
It's not that I don't understand it. The math isn't mathing for me anymore. Like, I've never thought that the moon was a lie until 2 days after the eclipse. I went out and looked at the moon, and it was a very, very small sliver crescent moon. But you could see the entire moon because there was like a lot of glow that night. And I was like, so the sun is shining off this extraterrestrial massive body that's just circling our planet in the vastness of space. And we see the sunlight reflecting off the moon. I mean, that's the science. But yes, yeah, standing out in my yard, I was like, doesn't make a lot of sense anymore.
Well, just imagine the other planets that have multiple moons.
No, I know. And can you imagine like the astronauts? Sometimes I like listen in on the space station just to hear their recordings. And I'm like, this is wild that they're up there.
Well, that's the coolest thing to me is just like what they see. Like, I mean, they see everything. Like, I mean, when it's hurricane season, like they see like a full hurricane and it's
volcanoes.
Like, yeah. It's crazy.
Let's see. I think that wraps it up, Nick. It's great to catch up with you. Yeah. I will see everyone next week.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.